Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Sunshine 106.8. And the IBI is funded by Cumashun na Mban with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Hello there, I'm Carol Dooley. You're very welcome to another edition of Ours to Protect as we continue our weekly series towards helping to create a more sustainable and greener planet for us all. Travel is at a tipping point. From Caribbean beaches to remote villages in Kenya, the award-winning documentary movie The Last Tourist reveals the conditions and the consequences of one of the largest industries in the world.
We as tourists have kind of lost the plot, I think.
Holidays become cheaper.
Over-tourism and environmental degradation.
Mass tourism has led to destruction.
The world has become an oyster for the masses.
We have a fundamental problem with tourism.
We're such unconscious consumers.
We have to change our mindset about travel. Whether I am going to be part of the solution or not.
Well, Forbes have described it as a documentary every traveller should watch, and I'm delighted now to be joined by the award-winning director of The Last Tourist, Tyson Sandler. Tyson, thank you for taking the time to chat with us this week. First of all, can I ask you, why did you decide to make this documentary movie? Why was it so important?
Well, as a filmmaker, I've been fortunate enough to explore some of the world's most amazing and vulnerable places. Over the last 20 years, I've seen tourism as a double-edged sword. It can do a lot of good and it can do a lot of harm. But these experiences shaped me and they've given me a deep sense of responsibility. And I wanted to make sure that future generations had the opportunity to experience these beautiful places just like I did. Directing this film, The Last Tourist, had allowed me to raise awareness about the impacts of both responsible tourism and of the impacts of being irresponsible.
And Tyson, this might sound like an obvious question, really, but in a nutshell, what is the overall message of the movie?
The overall message of The Last Tourist, it's an attempt to shed light on the importance of responsible travel worldwide. You know, we wanted to showcase the true cost of travel on the environment, on wildlife, and on host communities. By highlighting these themes of inequality, of animal welfare, of child exploitation, as well as the economic impact of tourism leakage, you know, we hope to inspire viewers to rethink their travel choices in a way that can make a positive difference.
Well, you're obviously a renowned filmmaker. You're also a highly experienced and accomplished traveler and explorer. There aren't many parts of the world that you don't already know. And of course, you're very knowledgeable about the whole subject of travel. While you were making this movie, though, Tyson, was there anything you learned that took you by surprise?
Absolutely. Throughout the filmmaking journey, I learned quite a few things that surprised me, particularly the negative impacts caused by mass tourism, like environmental degradation and the economic struggles faced by local communities who engage in tourism. Tourism doesn't always have a positive effect on host communities. Sometimes they're left exploited and impoverished when tourism is introduced. You know, it was a really eye-opening experience to witness firsthand the unintended consequences and realize the urgent need to really reshape our approach to the way we travel.
You talked, Tyson, about encouraging us to rethink the way we travel, but what exactly do you mean? What does that come down to?
By minimizing our environmental footprint, by supporting local communities, and by having meaningful interactions with the communities we visit, we can ensure that our travel has a positive impact and an impact that helps preserve the beauty of the planet that we live on for future generations. We need to prioritize sustainable practices. We need to give a lot more emphasis on cultural respect and responsible decision making. By becoming conscious and more responsible travelers, we have the ability to make a huge difference. I want our audience to understand that their actions and their decisions can shape the future of tourism, positively impacting the environment, leaving a positive impact on local communities, as well as the overall travel experience. We need to do our research before we travel so we can help protect these beautiful places for others to visit and enjoy. Travel can be such a positive thing for the host community and the traveler if we harness it correctly.
Tyson Sandler, director of The Last Tourist, congratulations to you and your team on what is an absolutely compelling and must-watch movie documentary. And thank you for joining us this week.
Thank you.
And The Last Tourist is available to watch on Apple TV, Amazon Video, and you can get it at the Sky Store too. And Carol Dooley, thank you for joining me this week. Hours to Protect will return just after 7 next Monday evening. I hope you can join me then. In the meantime, if you missed any of our previous episodes, you can listen back right now at sunshineradio.ie/hours to protect. You can find out more about the Hours to Protect initiative there too, and indeed at the Hours to Protect website, which is simply hourstoprotect.ie.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by Sunshine 106.8, and the IBI is funded by Cumashun Na Mban with the television license fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.